from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio!
Enemy has got to fall. He wants more, more, more. Thank you. Comedy club to send some kid to pick me up. But I get to the gate, and to my surprise, I'm met by...
Hey, what's up? You came to pick me up?
Yeah, man. Hey, sorry I didn't have one of them little signs, man. I'm Jazzy D, CEO of Cold J Enterprises, oh, man. Welcome to Houston.
That's locked.
And we promoting your show, man. You know what I'm saying? How was your flight? Good?
That's pretty good.
It's great. It's great, man. You know, tickets are a little slow because of the half show in time. But don't worry, we're going to have a big walk-up, dog.
Okay. So about how far is the hotel? I'm starving.
About 45 minutes. Okay. Bruce already there. Like I say, this is my town. Anything you need, you let the brother know. I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, dog. Anything you need. Coke, weed, drink, you know, syrup. You want some of that syrup?
No, I'm good.
Good, because I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, baby. Hey, see how I do it, right? No check in or nothing. I just walk through the door, through the lobby, man. They just give a nigga a key. You know what I'm saying? I told you, I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, dog. I got you a suite. Everything, all amenities, everything good, jacuzzi tub, little living room, bed got a duvet on it. You can lay down all over that, man. So you straight?
I'm straight. Yo, check this out. So I gotta get dressed, right?
Okay.
But a little later, why don't you come by, scoop me up, then we hit some clubs and, you know, promote this show.
I like that. You about your paper,
boy. Oh, I'm about it, baby.
Yeah,
I'm about it,
come on. I'm gonna see you by 11 o'clock.
By 11.
Okay.
By 11.
All right, cool. Hey. Dre, you mind if I get some of them hangers, man? I need some wooden hangers. Oh, damn it. They got the lock on them. They hip to your boy. Who the man in Houston?
Jay Dizzle.
Motherfucking man. VIP for me and my needs, you know. I told you I'm the motherfucking man in Houston, dog. You know what it's like out there, man. Nigga be on the other side of the road talking about, hey, damn, how could I get a VIP? All right, nigga, get a better life.
This is crazy, Jazzy. But look, we gotta make a run.
Bye, Andre.
Bye, Bruce. See y'all later. Hey, beat me, Jazz. Don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm too far.
Yeah.
Beat you all right.
Yeah. Take care, lady.
Can we get another bottle over here? Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, like I said, dog, the two girls right there, they gonna come by the hotel later.
Get out of here.
I'm the motherfucking man, dog.
Oh, man.
Look, Dan. My wife's family's from Houston, man. One of those bitches might know her cousin or something, man.
No doubt, dude. I respect that. I'll give you a full official time out on that, nigga. But you my nigga. I know you can handle two bitches.
If I hadn't been drinking all night, I would have known this was too good to be true. But
bring four, nigga, bring four.
Oh, bitches, four. I tell you, boy, if I had no bitches, I had one of them braiding my motherfucking hair, yeah. And the other motherfucker doing my taxes.
Damn, nigga, watch that.
It's a smart hoes out here. All these hoes are smart, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
I seem confident, but that was the liquor talking.
H2! Who the motherfucking man?
I mean, what you gotta understand is, even when you're a little famous, and that's all I was, a little famous, people lie and exaggerate to you all the time.
I need to borrow $10,000, man, okay? I'll never ask you for money again.
Dude, for only 50 grand, we can control all the water on the internet.
Don't worry, I won't get pregnant. My pussy's broken.
Anyway, I get back to the hotel and get what I used to call some hoe sleep.
You can
That's
get
that horrible sleep. You
can get.
Yeah.
Radio Valencia. Friday, the morning is here. Broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In space. Shouts out to all. 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at radiovalencia.fm. Front of the scenes, be behind the scenes, be in the middle of the scene. The scene going down right now. This show is spontaneous, innuendos, on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. And we got a special guest in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome David Stolowitz.
Niners!
Oh, Jesus. Holy. Someone's excited.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. Stolowitz is in the house. Yep. What's up, buddy?
Good to see you. Hello, San Francisco.
He's got his backpack on.
Yeah.
It's the kind of backpack you go, okay. Does he have a kettle cooker? Or a human head inside. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those backpacks.
Oh, it also rolls out for use at the airport.
So it rolls out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got wheels?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The 19th century is still here. Mr. Stolowitz is here. Man, you've seen him everywhere. You might have seen him in Morgan Hill.
Boom.
You might have seen him in Twatsonville. Yep. You might have even seen him in Pacifica. That's right. Stolowitz. He's been here before, man. Welcome back.
Thank you, Vodka. It's good.
Are you used to carrying a backpack, would you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know you are because you're good in nature.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things they teach you is get a backpack. Right?
Yeah, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
The American Eagle. Hey, but that's a major thing because if you go to the military, isn't it a little step up?
It used to be. Maybe not so much anymore.
I would think it means even more now. I figure not many people are getting their Eagle Scouts anymore.
Oh, well, Trump's having a squabble because now they're going, for both genders. So now it's just Scouts, not just Boy Scouts anymore. They finally integrated women, so he wants to cut all their funding.
Well, you want integration, Al.
Yeah, I'll integrate this.
Integrate this. Cut the cash. Stop that pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. See, I would. Eagle Scouts are good. What is it? Accomplishment.
Yeah. It was a lot of work.
It's like being a Navy SEAL or something.
No,
you know?
Not that much work. I won't flatter myself.
Okay. Yeah. It's like beating Mike Tyson in the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, man.
The video okay. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you know, it's all plans till you get punched in the face.
Oh, let me tell you something, Stolowitz.
Yes, sir.
How fast can you build a fire? Go.
15 minutes.
15, huh?
Yeah, depends on what I have on hand.
Like if you carry like 3 Q-tips around?
Not usually, no.
No? One's dipped in oil and stuff, right? And,
I remember people who would do that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, survivalist and just regular yak-offs, mm-hmm. you know, do their that own stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
They'd be like, these yaks on YouTube, we were watching this, melt 2 bottle caps together, and you could seal each on both sides, you know? And so they're like, you could put, like, flammable stuff in one cap, and you could put, let's say, cotton in the other, mm-hmm. you know? And it's all sealed up with the little cap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to be resourceful and creative. You only need a little bit of that stuff. It's strong.
I heard duct tape is hella flammable.
I believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's so fibrous, yeah? It's from plants, probably.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know how duct tape is made.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got fibers of some kind. Maybe they're artificial. Then it's got that big glue on it, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, man, that's awesome that you can start a fire in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you have training. I was part of this thing called the Order of the Arrow, and it was based on Last of the Mohicans mythology. You ever read that book or see the movies?
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was kind of like we were pretending we were red.
Oh, wow. That's how you got the Eagle Scout?
Well, this was a side thing that our county group did.
A side quest?
Yeah, a side quest, you could say that. But I had to spend the night in the rainy northwest and keep a fire going all night. And I couldn't pull it off. I got rained out, Flaco.
You got rained.
I didn't pass the ordeal, and I paid for it ever since.
Oh. Man, dude. That's a crazy side quest.
Mm-hmm. The Order of the Arrow was what it was called. That was our honor society.
They still do that?
Probably, yeah. It was a big thing for people who are into Native American lore and button blankets.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could chop down a tree?
Not single-handedly, no. I didn't have that training. I didn't get that, what do you call it, the badge? The merit badge. Oh, my God. I had, like, 200 of those stupid things. Well, they weren't that stupid. You do pick up a few valuable skills, but it's all from just getting a taste of different fields and careers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The Eagle Scout badge.
Bow, 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 so epic.
You know, did you have to joust somebody to get that?
You did have to be physically fit.
So, like, pull-ups?
A certain amount, yeah, because there were required badges that had the most essential skills, and physical fitness was one of them. That held up a lot of kids who weren't in good shape, because they'd have to spend an extra year or two to get to that point if they wanted to get it.
Right?
Yeah. I was decent, you know. I swam in high school, so that helped a lot.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, you were built like a Greek god. Not everybody is. Okay, I'm sorry, a Jewish guy.
So I didn't have a body yet. All right.
You had it, man. You look like Achilles or something like that.
Oh,
dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know?
Tuka.
No, how about Barbaros?
Well, what?
Barbaros.
Barbaros? What?
Oh, no, I forgot about him.
I'm talking barbaric about it.
Something barbaric about you and the Eagle Scout. Starting a fire in 15 minutes, cutting down a tree.
Well, we didn't start this fire. It was always burning.
Yeah. Did they have to give you a physical?
At one point, yeah.
Oh, so they do. So the Boy Scouts do have to put their hands on your balls.
Oh, too soon.
Really? There's a physical involved?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so at the camp?
Yeah. Summer camps were when we earned a lot of these badges, when we had the time for it, you know?
Oh, man, dude. Oh, you have to learn how to shoot a gun?
Yes, or fire an arrow.
Fire an arrow.
Yeah, I was a little better at archery.
I bet you're good at that.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you have the little mask on. You know, you hang out on the tower. Sir, they're coming on the horseback. You know, sir.
Rob the rich to feed the poor, yeah.
You
know?
You want to cross the bridge, you need to tax. And you're just ready with the arrow, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, did you have to hit a bird?
A real bird?
Like, you need to know how to hunt, you know?
You needed a certain amount of accuracy, so you had to spend enough time at the firing range until you were accurate enough to pass the test. You didn't have to be perfect, but you needed a certain grade.
You needed a certain grade. Okay, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd say maybe a B, you know?
Okay, so the physical, but then you also had duty, so you had to like help out the community in something, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, you had to do a service project. Mine was for the YWCA. I organized a donation drive for them.
What's a YWCA again?
Young Women's Christian Association. And they take care of a lot of battered women, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we got them a bunch of supplies for their shelters. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good.
Hey, that's a good cause.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody else was making benches. That was the thing to do because it had been done 100 times. It was easy to organize. Somebody could always find somewhere that needed benches. But I was sick of that. I wanted to do something different.
I know they don't want certain benches around in the neighborhood.
Now, yeah, they've gotten so ridiculous about it. They put spikes on them and everything.
They're like pigeons now. They're treating the humans like pigeons. They got spikes over there. They're swinging little balls with spikes swinging.
Actually, it'll just be modern art and there'll be no bench.
No bench. That's what they're doing now, you know? People will be sleeping in trees again, dude.
Oh, man, really?
They do that around the world. There's a whole city, like, in trees.
Yeah, I know someone who did that in Seattle. Yeah.
In Seattle, for real?
Yeah, on Capitol Hill.
They did it in Berkeley. They did that in Berkeley for a while so they wouldn't cut down certain trees.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it like 2 years? I think they got them for 2 years.
It was Julia Butterfly Hill and Luna the Tree. Yeah, I remember all that.
I give it up to them. They have like, oh, we can't cut the tree down. Why can't we cut the tree down? They're in the tree.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah. And someone's going, you're lucky it's not the 80s, you know? To pick you off.
Yeah. Well, that could still happen.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you have to do like one night out camping by yourself to get the badge or a few nights?
That was for the Order of the Arrow I did.
Oh,
I did have to camp overnight.
And then it turned also into the Lord of the Flies?
Oh, some years, yeah. Well, you know, it's like boys from all backgrounds. Well, I don't know.
We were
similar, you know, up in Washington, you know, we were all at least middle class and we were mostly white. We'd have a few Korean kids, but that was about it.
And this is Washington State, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. I lived up in Redmond. That's where Microsoft is based.
As in Washington, every morning you wake up and you got an apple right next to you?
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Apple trees.
Yeah, so it's like the western part of the state is all wet, gets a ton of rain, and then the eastern part is drier. And they grow a lot of stuff over east, especially in Yakima, a ton of fruit.
Yakima.
Also, sweet potatoes is a big thing out there, and lots of onions, too.
I like when I talk to a Seattlean, and they go, don't tell nobody, it doesn't rain as much as they say it does.
Well, it's over by noon. So it's like it rains every morning, but then you got the afternoon, it's pretty sunny.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, and the sun's shining.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I miss it a lot.
Hey, so you're rooting for the Seahawks then, right? Washington State?
No, that's my brother's team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why aren't you with your brother with this, dude?
Well, I got sent to 49ers camp when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's how you got your Eagle badge, too, huh?
Well, I don't know. We lived in Southern California before we moved up there. I had to move us all over the place, but... I wasn't into football back then. Yeah, he got into it earlier than I did. And, I don't know, I just got into football the last few years from working at the stadium and then...
Levi's.
Yeah, then my old trivia crew were all Niners fans, so we'd always have the games on.
Hey, me and you work Levi.
Yeah.
Both Niner games. I flipped the burgers one game, and another game I made the nachos.
Awesome.
What did you do?
I did ticketing, and I did sushi security for the financiers.
Oh, sushi security? Just one, gentleman.
Well, it's like you got to check their little bands to make sure that they're in the elite, you know, so they can go get all this food. But I screwed up. I was distracted by Nick Bosa. He was just looking so amazing out there. And people snuck by, and I got in trouble. I had this guy scream in my face about it.
I've done those, you know? I've got in. And they have the they were checking my bracelet, and they wouldn't believe me. And I showed them the bracelet, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay, you go through it. And I go, say it. What? Say it. What? Say what I am. You are the elite. That's right! Say it. Come on, man. So you have to do security for the sushi, though, but that's a tough task. Well, come on, you snuck one in. Go.
I snuck one in?
You took a couple sushis. You know, turn around, pop
one. Oh, I wish I could, but people got fired for that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so crazy, because they'd waste so much food every game that wouldn't be
eaten. Just get tossed.
It'd just get fucking tossed. They wouldn't let anybody touch it.
I understand that. I work like that, too, man. Like, no, just toss it. Can we take it home? No.
No. Yeah, perfectly good food gone to waste. It's awful.
Just go in the garden.
Because somebody couldn't make a profit off of it.
Yeah, dude. You know. But Levi's Stadium was like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I told them, I will not work unless I have one of these, what do they call that? Those standing pads, you know? The pads to make it a little lighter when you stand.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I said, I will not work this station until I get one of those standing pads.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I didn't do a shift, dude. Mm. They were big like that. I don't know if you got that in Levi. They were big on like, at least with me, I go, can I take my break? No.
Yeah, and they time you for your bathroom breaks. Yeah, I worked for a subcontractor there. I got the job by accident because it was for the person who used to have my phone number. Andrea, you
remember? Oh, they're like, are you interested in a job?
Yeah, because it was right after the pandemic and they needed people. So I'm like, sure. And I jumped on, did it for 2 or 3 years. And I got to watch Purdy come up.
Purdy?
Yeah.
That's right. That's sick. Okay. That's good. I know. I bartended there one time.
Yeah.
And I didn't sneak any shots then.
That's pretty professional.
I know. I was professional. You know what I'm saying? It's too easy, you know? But it's too hard. You know, I don't want to be buzzed and serving like a line of crazy Niner fans.
You'll lose your shit, yeah?
Come on, pour some more!
Yeah.
Come on! This ain't your real job!
How hard is it?
Hard. Are they really looking at you? I don't blame him when I go, okay, one drink, okay. 1975.
Yeah.
That's how much the drinks are, and that's a cheap drink, dude. You know?
Oh, I thought you meant the whiskey.
Okay. All the drinks. That's a beer. That's a little can of beer in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's so ridiculous.
What is it? Gouge? Price gouge?
Mm-hmm. Price gouging, yeah.
They're doing that everywhere. Mm-hmm. Stolowitz.
Yeah, because without the regulation, who's going to stop them?
Come on, man. Let's get a little cheaper. Okay?
I agree.
That should be, if everyone's an Eagle Scout and you need to do something for community, you know, that's one of them right there.
Yes, sir.
You know, make the burrito a dollar less. Right, Stolowitz?
A dollar makes a difference.
It does. You know? We got Stolowitz in the studio. You got anything coming up?
Every Sunday, I do trivia at the Swinging Door on East 25th in San Mateo at 7 p.m. We're having a good time. There's a lot of folks showing up regularly. We've got all sorts of wonderful drinks and food, especially our famous habanero burgers. If you get them hot enough, they'll take a picture of you crying. And there's prizes for trivia, too, Faco, if you get...
Oh, serious?
Yeah, if we get at least 3 teams playing, there's second and first place prizes, gift certificates, and also wine, yes.
Swinging Door, San Mateo.
Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Come join us. It's fun.
Like, if you take... You actually can see it if you take Caltrains. Because I remember... Or even driving on 101. Does it have a British flag on it?
Yep. It's right next to the Caltrain
Bridge. Two-story building.
Yeah, right across from the San Mateo County Fair.
Yeah. So, it's not far at all from SF.
Nah.
You could bus it.
You could, if you're adventurous.
Yeah, I like busing it. I like long bus rides.
Yeah, me too.
You know, have you took the Capitol Corridor?
Ooh, I think I did it once.
What'd you think of the new electronic Caltrains? Electric.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them. They're quiet.
They're hella quiet.
Yeah, and it's still clean, and there's Wi-Fi.
They're more dangerous now. People are going to get hit by them, you know? They turn into a Prius.
Well, they still got the horns.
Yeah, they're better.
Yeah.
The first time I took that new Caltrain, the bathroom flooded.
Oh, no.
I think they took... Well, is there only one bathroom on the train now?
Nah, it's got to be more than one.
The train's generation before this one had a bathroom on every train.
Okay.
On every car. This one, I think it's only one per their train now.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know, but maybe I still haven't used the bathroom on Caltrain.
Okay.
How about you?
Not yet. Not yet.
Soon.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I get up real early to take the one from Morgan Hill. The South County Connection is only as long as 6:50. Yeah. The last one is now 7:36, but it's still the crack of dawn, you know?
7:36 a.m. is the last one?
43, I think.
There's only three trains, I think, right, in the morning?
Four
now.
Yeah, they expanded a little. So there's two around 6 o'clock-ish and then two around 7.
And then there's only the same probably amount of trains that come back from SF.
Yeah, otherwise they stop at Tamian Station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, there's still no service.
Nope. Yeah. I don't think so.
This is just Monday through Friday.
Yeah. They might have maybe one train running, but that's it.
It's convenient, though, man. You know, especially like if you're going peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so nice. And now they have the Wi-Fi. Were you fucking with the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
You know?
Work on my Duolingo lessons.
I can work on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You believe what I said? I can work on there.
Yeah.
I could close deals, dude.
Yeah.
I'm on there. God damn it! I needed that report yesterday! My phone's off, but I'm just doing that, walking around the country. You think you can really fucking lowball me with that price? Fuck, hold on, I'll give you the ticket. Hold on 1 second. Listen, Bob! Stalowitz is here. We united, dude.
Yeah.
You know, and he used to be on Mutiny Radio, Stalowitz. Now it's a nail salon, right?
Yep.
Holy shit.
These nail salon.
I hear there's a nice tug job in there.
Oh, really? I wouldn't know about that. These are fine, upstanding members of the community.
Oh, wait. This is what Mutiny Radio has had.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. That's probably why they had to replace all the wood.
Zach Weisman. Thanks for that, HJ. A funny comedian, dude.
Yeah.
You know, have you talked to him? Hopefully... We'll get to see him soon.
I hope so, yeah. That'd be nice.
He's probably working on a ship in Alaska or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. That guy could do anything.
Would you do any of those oil rig jobs where you just do it for like 6-5 months straight? Dude, why don't you do those?
Only if I was single.
All right. Well, you know, you can still be together and just go and just make that cash and then come back.
You come back, you find that they've moved on or they found somebody else or some shit.
Too much time?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you could bring them on the oil rig.
No space.
Come on, think about that. You, your poppy oil rig.
We already got enough carcinogens in our lives.
It's free rent, though.
It's not, though. You have to pay him.
I thought that's part of the pay. That's part of the paycheck.
No. They're in company stores. It's a racket.
Oh, yeah. Damn it, man. Yeah. There's my whole plans.
Sorry. Damn. You're going to go off to Galveston and start anew?
I was going to go over there. You understand? Because I just watched fucking... what's that movie? Fuck. I don't want to close my eyes.
Oh, Armageddon. Yeah.
Armageddon.
A very realistic movie.
That's what the whole life's about, man. Walk around, dude, with the construction hat on, dude, with the big ass wrench, you know, one of those big ass wrench on the shoulders. Yeah. Settle down.
Men at work.
Men at work, you know. Fucking Stolowitz, dude. It's Poppy time, dude.
Hell yeah.
Dude, and you came out a great day. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Faka.
Thank you, dude. And a lot of people don't know this. I don't know if I ever told you this. January 2nd is a very special day in Mexico. It's Dia de los Papis.
Oh, si?
Si.
Ay, papi.
Dude, you go over there and you let everybody know.
Me encanta.
Did someone say duro?
Okay, duro.
Woo. That's what the day is.
Orale.
It's orale. Stolowitz is here. Y si habla español.
Un poquito.
You know, so we got it all for you. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. I like the new schedule. I've been looking at this online. Someone they just made it. So shouts out to whoever made the air schedule online. Looks great. Looks wonderful. You know? So check out the schedule on RadioValencia.fm. Let's get back into the music. I'm going to keep yapping. You right? Here we go, guys. Remember a song called... Incense and Peppermints.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it, but I remember it.
It's a 60s, 70s song.
Yeah.
I think it was in Austin Powers. Uh-huh. You remember that song?
Yeah, I remember it.
Well, guess what, guys? The band's name is Strawberry. What's their name? Where are they? Strawberry. God, my mind. Strawberry Alarm Clock. And they just came out with a new song called Blow Your Mind. Yes, the same Incense and Peppermints band. Here we go. Radio Valencia.